Okay, so I should probably unplug this as my phone is almost dead because, well, it was almost dead. It's charged now, but I just hadn't charged it in a while. Anyway, a little out of breath. I don't know if you can hear my toy buzzing in the background, but I do just still have like a nice little dildo on my pussy. So yeah, I should really turn this down. It's a little hard to talk with it going at full power like that. I was trying to find a script to do for Father's Day. And I don't know if I'll post this. I don't know. I don't know. When I'll post this, if I post this, but I just thought, why not? Let's roll and see what happens. But I wanted to find a script, and I did find one. But in finding a script, I also, as it happens, came across a couple fills that looked interesting, and I had a couple saved audios to catch up on listening, and I got a little distracted just jumping from one thing to another, getting carried away with all of that. And so yeah, I was just listening to these audios, multiple audios, and just getting very, very, very carried away. And I'm not one for orgasm denial. I am really not, because I just feel if you get that close, if you get to that edge, and you back off, it just doesn't feel as explosive or as I'm just having a little too much fun with myself down there. Hard to concentrate on full sentences. But yeah, it's just not as explosive or as satisfying. And unfortunately, that did prove to be correct. So I edged for a little while, and that it was like, I don't know. Fine, I guess. Like, yay, I did the edging. But girls, like, we can come multiple times. We don't really need to do that. We can just come over and over again and enjoy ourselves. So I think I prefer that. So anyway, all this edging just really left me. I mean, I did come, but it just left me quite unsatisfied. And yeah, I've thought, well, I really, really, really need to do something about that. And so I was listening to an audio, and I was responding as I was listening. And I thought maybe this will make a pretty good audio on its own. And I'm like totally unfiltered right now, and just I know I'm talking very fast. And I don't, like I said, I don't even know if I'll post this, but hey, at least I'll have one kind of ramble fab. It's really not, anyway, it seems weird to do something so intimate among people that don't you know what I'm trying to say. But on the other hand, also really hot audio. So we just have to see. We just have to see whether what wins out, the shyness, or things, or feeling nice and making other people feel nice. because that is, after all, what it's all about. Okay. Anyway, so what I was thinking I would just do would be go back to that part of the audio that I was really, really, really enjoying and have a little fun with it. And share that fun. if, you know, if anything comes of it. So, I'm just gonna just click, I don't know, somewhere over here in the audio. That sounds nice. And that sounds nice too. And I'm just gonna turn the volume down. Just in case, because I've got headphones in. And I don't necessarily want the sound transferring. And, yeah. So, I have this one toy. That is nice. Oh no, I accidentally... Oh, no, I didn't. Okay, I have this one toy that feels... It's nice and thick, and I can also turn it on while it's inside me and having vibration inside and outside is nice. Very, very nice. Okay. I just need to turn this audio a little bit up. Just so reasons. But yeah, so that toy is very nice. I rather like it. Silicon can be a little clingy sometimes, but then when you get really, 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 really wet, it just kind of slides, and the resistance is almost a little nice sometimes. Because it is. Of course, there's always lube if you really want it, but there's something to be said for a thick toy pushing into your entrance and that resistance and knowing how much it's stretching you out. So that's sometimes nice too. So I have that toy, that nice little vibrating toy that just stretches me out and goes inside me, and that's something. And then of course I usually pair it with a vibrator on my clit, but I have been abusing my clit a little too much lately. Did the batteries in this thing die? That's annoying. That's why I don't buy toys with batteries. Anyway, so I've been abusing my clit a little too much, so a strong vibe, well, that feels nice, usually is just a little too sensitive. And I am for some reason still wearing underwear, so I should really take that off. I mean, they're already pretty freaking soaked and ruined, but, you know, it's just easier access. I love these audios when guys are so bossy and they tell you what to do. But yeah, so I'm sure I'm supposed to be saying something right. Vibrator, sensitive, clit, not ideal, however, and I know, there's been a lot of talk about the Satisfyer toys. And that tickles. The Satisfyer toys, and I am all for them because they do seem gentler than a direct vibe to your clit sometimes. And you can put them not directly on your clit, and that still feels really nice. Oh fuck. I But as I was saying, I do love when doms, whichever doms tell you what they want you to do or how they're going to use you, you can tell, you can tell that I'm just getting really into something because my words tend to stretch out and it seems like, well, I'm obviously not concentrating on what I'm saying anymore. I figured out this nice, fun thing to do when I'm fucking myself with my toy, and that's rolling my hips up to meet it. It just hits all the right spots then. Just turn up these vibrations here so that I can listen to this audio in the sky, enjoying his little toy. And imagining what else they would do to you. Oh, fuck. Oh, yes. And the nice thing I love about the audio community is, of course, it is all audio, and even guys have to be so expressive. Oh, fuck. I just squirted all over the place, but see, G-spot orgasms are not, still not that satisfying. I really want to come from the vibrations on my clit, with my pussy clenching around the toy inside me, or come from the toy pounding my cervix. When I hear the guy come, I imagine them coming inside me, or on me, or down my throat. Oh my god. Oh my god. That was... take that off. Oh dear. Oh fuck. So I know I said G-spot orgasms were not that satisfying, but you know, two in a row to the voice of a sexy guy coming in your ear. I mean, I kind of does the trick. And now everything is soaked. Literally everything is soaked. Not literally, because duh. But, you know, like, arms halfway up my forearms, my toys, my bed. Thank goodness I took my underwear off. At least I sort of saved it. See, this is the problem. It's literally like there's been nights where I can't sleep in my bed because of stuff like this. It's a bit of a problem. I mean, for first world problems, right? Okay. Well, I don't know how successful this audio was. I get giggly after I have a good time. But yeah, because it was quite explosive, and I don't know how much or if that came across or if this thing is even still responding, because I can't fucking touch my phone right now. I need to go find a paper towel or towel or I don't know. Okay. Yeah, that was fun. Yep, that was the thing that I just did. Okay, I'm gonna go, I was gonna record an audio today, and I don't know if I have it in me at this point. Okay. Well, I guess I did record an audio. I guess this kind of counts. Okay. Yeah, I'm gonna go. If I post this, I hope you enjoyed. If I don't, well, I probably will share it with, you know, some special people. Okay. Alright, yeah, my toys are literally dripping on me. I gotta go take care of that. Okay, just gonna put that down and cut it off whenever. That's a thing. Okay.